Jason Quigley, another award for you at the Sports Star of the Year Awards. Always nice to get recognised in your own county.
Yeah, without a doubt. You know, it's not only just getting the award, but being in a room full of 600 people and, you know, great coaches, great team leaders, teachers, even primary schools, secondary schools, and then the athletes alone themselves. You know, it's an unbelievable night, and it's a pleasure to be a part of it.
And you've been here several times over the years, and you know from a young age up just what it means to people.
Yeah, without a doubt. Like, it's for me, I have been on that nomination list, and I've had the nerves whenever my name was being called out and I didn't get called out, you know. And it's just something that for all the kids that were on that list tonight, it's a big achievement. And even for kids that aren't on that list or mightn't even be here tonight, you know, it's a drive and a determination for them to get on that list, to get nominated, to get the award, to get on the stage, to get that medal, to get that award itself then, and to keep pushing on from it. And as I say, you know, it just every year has just proven the strength and the great county that this is in Donegal.
So 2018, you defended your NABF title. 2019, what's in store?
2019 is, you know, it's the year now that every year for me now is a big year, and every year could be the year, as people are saying it, you know. But I just get in there, I'm training flat out. Everything's going great over in Sheffield. I'm staying ready mentally, physically. Everything preparation-wise is 100%. And I'm just waiting on the dates, waiting on the opponents. I'm going to get in there, knock them down, move on to the next one, and keep climbing close to that world title.
So in terms of fights this year, what do you think you're going to have? 3-4?
Yeah, I hope to stay busy. I hope to, exactly what you say, 3-4 fights, and hopefully one of them a world title fight.
Yeah. And any inkling as to who your next opponent could be? What can you say?
Honestly, people know that I was meant to be fighting for the world title. My flights were booked to Japan to announce the fight at a press conference over there. You know, this boxing game, nothing's confirmed until it's out there in social media. And then at the end of the day, nothing's confirmed until you get in that ring on fight night as well. So for me, there's everybody I'm fighting now will be top class fighters. Do you know what I mean? Because that's the level that I'm at now. And every fight now is going to get me one step closer to a world title or fighting for the world title. So it's going to be a very exciting year. But, you know, in boxing, and a lot of boxers know, and a lot of people that follow boxing know, that you're only as good as your last fight, and you have to stay on the ball. You have to stay focused, because in boxing, you could be winning 11 rounds, 2 minutes and 30 seconds of the last round, and it could all just end on you, you know. So you have to stay focused, you have to stay concentrated on everything that's in front of you. And, you know, at the minute, I'm staying present and today, tonight, enjoying the moment, and then tomorrow it's back to hard work again, and just keep climbing, keep pushing towards that world title fight, whether it's going to come in the next fight, 2 fights, 3 fights, 5 fights down the line. You don't know when it's going to come, but it is going to come. And you know, I can't wait for that moment to happen. But in the meantime, I'm enjoying the process. I'm enjoying my life. I'm enjoying training. I'm enjoying the experiences that are coming along with it, the people that I'm meeting, the people that are learning me things inside, outside the ring. You know, life isn't all about that that one fight, that one victory, that one loss. It's about the journey getting there. That's the fun part.